There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Monday is upon us. My name is Doug Steffen. Good to have you here. If you're new to the program, you'll find that there are a lot of different voices on this program because we appreciate lots of different points of view. And so in addition to my voice, you'll hear Jennifer Horn's sweet voice.
Hello.
She's on Sweet Beats. Why do I want to call him Sweet Beats?
Because when I...
Super Beats. Yes, they are. And Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. You'll hear his voice.
How you doing?
And that's easily contrasted with Ken Kessler's voice, who sounds more measured and intelligent. Hi, Kenny. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, he is. I mean.
All right. So, how did you spend Easter? And how many of you did not spend Easter? You were finishing off Passover. But how did you spend? I was talking earlier about the traffic on the highways. I've come across the country on Interstate 10, which is, I've forgotten how bad a highway it is. When you get into Texas, man, is it in horrible shape. But just the, never mind the shape, the traffic and people going everywhere, which is to be expected. That's kind of what a holiday is all about, holiday weekend. But what did you do that was different? Kenny went to Las Vegas to celebrate just a little time off with his wife.
That's a holy weekend.
It was a holy weekend, I'm going to bet. Yeah, how holy was it?
Holy weekend.
Holy weekend.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Holy smoly. All right, so we can pass over him as far as...
Get it?
You hear
get
what
it?
I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Kenny actually has an interesting... You don't mind me telling that story, do you? If you do, I won't tell it. About how
I don't
you
know what story you're referring
this
to.
The story about religion and how you
grew up
in one faith and then changed to another. So you've celebrated, when you were a kid, you celebrated Passover, right? Or all the Jewish holidays?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so how is it when you change religions and you became a Catholic, how does it mess with your head when you get to these times of year when there's both Passover and Easter or Christmas and Hanukkah or just in general what your tradition was growing up or maybe even what some of your family still celebrates and then what you do?
Well, it wasn't an abrupt change. It sort of faded when I went off to college. I did my own thing, and I didn't go to the synagogue. I didn't celebrate much of anything, and then I just sort of found my way to the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. Pope is happy about that, by the way. He sent a memo.
Oh,
he's sending you a Facebook.
What'd your parents think of that?
They were not excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they loved me anyway, so that's
the important thing.
I was probably more worried than they were
about it. Really, what sort of things do you do on when it's Easter? You're celebrating Easter, so did you do anything special? Or I guess Richie, I'd be interested in what your family did. Jennifer, I know, would have a big to do for Easter because her family likes to do big things on holidays.
Really, we kind of took it easy this year.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. So I don't hear. The reason I'm asking is because, I don't have much of a sense of it because I don't pay any attention to it anyway. I've said on the air many times what I think about Jesus and what all of this stuff is all about. And so yesterday I spent 14 and a half hours in the car driving. But I was listening around to what people actually. I've gone to tape. Meredith sort of got me off onto this tape thing, listening to, not tapes, but to CDs of various books and stuff. And I found that would be a great way to spend yesterday, frankly, other than dodging the traffic. It really was, maybe the holidays like this, whether you celebrate it directly or indirectly, are a great time for reflection and thinking and maybe modifying you. Supposedly, if you're a true believer, the belief in all of these things helps to make you a better person. So then, Richie, I would ask, what did you do yesterday that made you a better person? Maybe that's what the question ought to be.
You know, it was interesting. We're a Christmas and Easter crowd, and a friend of ours is a pastor of one of the local churches in the neighborhood.
Ron. Isn't that
Jeff.
Jeff.
So he recruited me to play guitar on a couple of songs in the Easter Cantata, and it was fun. It was very interesting. I got to sit kind of in the back of the orchestra. It's very small. But mm-hmm. and watch everybody as they watched the Easter service. And it was a totally musical service, so I played on two of the songs. And it was just very, very interesting. And I posted a picture on my Facebook page of the view from the orchestra looking out at all of the people watching us. Mm-hmm. And it was just very interesting. So I had a little different perspective yesterday. And so I was watching my kids and my wife sit out there in the pew and watching the kids, you know, wiggle around as they will in church. And but it was fun. It was interesting. It was something new and exciting. And because of that, you know, I told Jeff, I was like, hey, man, I'll play, you know, give me a song a month. And, you know, he
just a closer walk with thee, Richie.
Yeah. Well, he knows that's the way to get me to church.
There you
so
go.
He invites me to play every now and then.
Get him to the church on time, then,
yep.
Pastor Jeff.
It's a lot of fun.
Right. So, Jen, you didn't have a big deal yesterday?
No. We there's so few of us left around here these days. So my mom and my dad and Sharon, my dad's cousin, and I, we went to the golf course and had brunch. Yeah. And then we stopped by Sharon's mom's house, my great aunt, who's 100 years old, and spent some time with her. And that was it.
No girlfriend around, huh? Hmm. Okay.
That was him later in the day.
No, I said that because it's a great story, which I will not tell, I promise. Anyway, so here we have at 12 past the hour an opportunity for us to think about whether you had beets yesterday for lunch. Isn't Easter supposed to be the time of a great meal? How many people had great meals yesterday? How did you fix Chris, I think Easter... There's more of a tradition. There's a tradition for food at Thanksgiving, and there's a tradition for food at Passover and Easter. Yes, I don't know that Christmas. I mean, Christmas is a lot about eating, but it's more about the sweets and the goodies than it is about, you know, substantive meals. Oftentimes, like yesterday, I had my Christmas meal at a Denny's. It was very
your Easter meal, yeah. I made a bunny butt cookie for you, Dougie.
A bunny butt cookie.
They're really cute. I posted
really?
A picture.
Really? Right, so save it for me next time. Anyway, so the essence, I found very infrequently you can go to a restaurant and find beets on the menu. I don't know why, because beets are great.
They're very trendy now.
Yes, they are. And that's because of so much good that comes from the beet. Now it's been discovered that in a concentrated way, if you're interested in getting the benefits of beets, but you don't want to eat a dozen of them, then what you should do is take a teaspoon of super beets, put it in a glass of water, mix it up, do what Richie does, do what Jennifer does, do what Kenny does, and get yourself energized. And how the energy works, this is all natural stuff. What happens when you have a glass full of super beets is you're going to move your heart into a stronger direction because the circulation improves because the ingredients and the natural ingredients in beets, nitric oxide and arginine, help to open up the pores. The pores, good day. Open up. I'm talking about a different product. Open up all of your arteries so that the blood flows so much better through your system. Gets the blood to your brain, to your organs, to your muscles, even to your skin. Your skin will look better. Take a look at your face. About a half hour after you've had a glass of Super Beets, Richie, look at your face and see how much fuller it is, how much more color there is in it. That's really the impact of this. It's a wonderful.
And I'm telling you, if you rely on the cup of coffee or the soda to get your caffeine or the tea, whatever it is,
energy,
jump into a glass of this.
Yeah, it's really very, very good stuff.
Yeah.
So I've told you, Richie's told you, Jennifer and Kenny, all of us are enthused. It gives you energy in 20 minutes, and you'll feel it most of the day. Here's how it works. All natural, all nothing but good for you. Keeps your blood pressure down. If you have high blood pressure, if you don't, it'll maintain it where it is, and that's important, too. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com and get a 30-day supply free. That comes with the first order, and it's backed up, by the way. Remember, money-back guarantee. This stuff is going to work, or you get your money back. You get a free book that explains beets, and then free shipping as well. So the whole thing is a great deal. Good, better, best for you if you go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. The testimonials from people that have had this just sort of underscore how good it is for you. It's the new way. It's the new age. Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
minutes.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It's 17 at the hour. Well, actually 16 to change. Good day program Monday. The focus on what happened in the Alps and the plane going down. And there's an interesting new wrinkle on this, and that is the problems this fellow may have had with his eyes. Dr. Albert Pang is with us. He's an optometrist who's seen a number of pilots in his practice. He says the emotional and psychological stress of failing vision is very real for pilots. He said, quote, "You never thought that it's the vision that really changes a person's personality. When you tell them they have a certain eye disease, always the first question is, am I able to fly?" So what's your theory on this, Dr. Pang? Do we have Dr. Pang, Richie?
We do.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
All right, we'll take one, two, three, buckle my shoe, three, four, shut the door. Hey, Jennifer, how are your eyes?
they're better
sorry,
than they used to be.
Here you go, Doug.
All right, Dr. Pang, I'm sorry. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I hear.
Okay. So my question about what, when you, I'm sort of, we're backwards here. I'm not sure you heard what I said at the beginning about you working with pilots and what they are concerned about. How often is it that a pilot who may have, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years experience gets into this predicament and becomes psychologically as upset as he could be because the eyes are not working and it may be the end of his career?
Yes, I think the common thing that I hear all the time regarding the pilot is that they always have the first question they always ask is, "Am I able to still able to fly?" And also, "How much more time can I fly?" So the problem is because for pilots, the vision is the number one issue. If they do not have 20/20 vision, they're out of the game. So, you know, that become a big burden to them because most of them, this is their livelihood and this is their passion.
So in the case of this fellow, has it been shown that the pilot of this plane was, it seems to me, I remember reading in a couple of news stories, but I don't know if it's true or not, that he was losing his vision, or at least in one of his eyes he had a problem?
From what I read in the media also is the pilots have retinal detachment and only have about 30% of the vision left. And then, of course, with this situation, I do not know about the European standard, but for the FAA standard, this person is not qualified to fly at all.
All right, let me ask you a more sort of generic question that would sort of fit in what you do as a responsible physician. If you've come across an airline pilot who does not see, who has a problem in eye exams, do you report them?
Yes, and of course, if this case like this, you know, the professional responsibility is that even though he's not reporting to either the airline or either to FAA, you've got to let FAA know. This is required for as a doctor to tell the FAA that this guy is not suitable to fly because, again, I think there's a balance between the privacy as well as responsibility to the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, that makes good sense. All right, sir, thank you. Appreciate the update. People talking about it, trying to figure out what it was that was going on in this guy's brain. If he was told he had eye problems, then maybe that made him even more suicidal. Dr. Albert Pang here with us as an overview of the situation. Still horrible things to be collected on the side of that mountain there. 21 after the hour.
Ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wonder Time on Good Day. Who is singing the Poetry Man? Well-known American singer-songwriter, guitarist. He was playing in church yesterday with Richie.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he passed away now that I think about it. See, she could have been there in spirit, Richie. The spirit of this lady. So if you can figure out who this is, you'll dial us now at 888-302-3684. This is the only top pop single she had in her career. She had a pretty good career doing a number of things. So if you know who she is, a lilting memory will stick in most people's minds. This was number one song during this week in 1975. So this 40... Man, I find that
hard. Let's not talk about it.
40 years ago. Ouch. 1975. Yes, exactly. Ouch. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this artist. Richie, you can crank it up for a minute. People get a sense of the song. It's called Poetry Man. It was an unusual song, and the fact that it became so popular, that it was the story. Listen to some of the lyric lines.
All I ask for is your smile each time I rub the lamp.
Every time, Eugene, every time I rub the lamp, I smile.
When I am with you.
When I'm with you.
I have a giggling teenage crush, and now
giggling teenage crush. How many of us have had that with somebody? Yeah. That's why people like this song. Just a really good story. 888-302-3684. You win a CD full of one-hit wonders, if you can figure this up. She actually came from Teaneck, New Jersey. Graduated from Teaneck High School. Attended Shimmer College in Carroll, Illinois, but didn't graduate. She would take her prized Martin acoustic guitar from club to club, attending amateur nights after she got out of school. Discovered at one of those clubs and was signed to a record deal. Her first album sold over a million copies. And this song, Poetry Man, was pulled as a single from that album, shot to the top of the pop charts in just 4 weeks. Remained there for 4 months, not on the top, but in the top 10 for a month and in the top 40 for 4 months. Pretty unheard of. She won a Grammy. No, she was nominated as Best New Artist for a Grammy. Took her stage name from a fictional advertising character from the early 1900s for the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad. Grew up in her sort of neighborhood. After Poetry Man became a hit, she gave birth to a severely brain-damaged child, which she devoted most of her time to, and that pretty much ended her career. And then she supported herself and her child by singing on jingles for radio, television commercials, that sort of thing. But she, as I had thought, she passed away in 2010. A tough life, personal life. And I don't know whether, I don't think this song sounds like she's having a tough life, though, do you? It's a lilting, sort of memorable song, but I don't get sadness from it. You crank it up a little bit more, Richie.
Time has stayed so long and so we call you all.
It's just a really penetrating song, one of those things that sticks with you. All right, Bill, tell us who this singer is, will you please? Welcome to Good Day. How are you this morning?
Morning, Doug.
Hi. Who is this person?
Carly Simon, isn't it?
Carly Simon is a pretty good guess. She sounds a little like Carly Simon, but no, it's not Carly Simon, because Carly Simon had a little different sound, but she also had more hit records. But thanks for the try anyway. Susan, we'll put you on the air to tell us who it is. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. What do you think this lady's name is?
That's Phoebe Snow.
It is Phoebe Snow. That wasn't her real name, but that's her stage name, and that's close enough. Yes.
Good
job.
What
we're going to do is send you a CD full of one-hit wonders. Appreciate your input and the fact that you're there on Monday. So stay with us for a second. Excuse me. That's the hour.
Y'all choked up.
I am choked up. This Pet Minute is brought to you by Cedarside, 100% organic pest control. Safe for people, pets, and premises, Cedarside.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, chewing is a natural behavior pattern for dogs. One reason puppies chew is because they're teething. And when your dog's teeth are cutting the gums, there's a lot of pain. The natural reaction is to chew. The easiest way to soothe his aching mouth is to freeze several natural rawhide bones, buy a few so the puppy doesn't get bored with them, and you can rotate the bones. Also, buy lots of chew toys, make sure they're safe and durable. Keeping them in the freezer will help alleviate a lot of the pain, just like a teething ring for a baby. You should also use some basic training. When you see your dog chewing, a lot of people will focus on no, no, no. If the dog is chewing, he might be bored or might just need some mental stimulation. Maybe the leash and collar should come out at that point and a little lesson should take place. There are a couple of reasons for dogs to chew. Teething, boredom, lack of exercise, and in rare cases, a mineral deficiency in the dog's diet. So if your dog is chewing, first you want to check the teeth. If he's teething, the frozen bones, give him a lot of exercise and stimulation. He'll stop, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside Original from Cedarside.com is a must. You got to have this to eliminate fleas and ticks. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug at the checkout to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Done that. It's the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program on the radio with the information, the conversation about what's going on. It's a revolution in radio, and you found it right here with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Everybody's where they're supposed to be. I don't know what that means when you say you're where you're supposed to be. You are where you are. It's like being lost. I say you're never lost. You always are where you are. I happen to be in New Orleans this morning, and it is humid and hot, as it is most of the time in New Orleans. I'm watching the streetcars go up and down the street. I have not been in New Orleans to actually stay in New Orleans since a convention here. I bet you it's been 20, maybe more than 20 years since I was in New Orleans. And you know, I was laughing with Richie last night about this. I didn't talk to you over the trip, Jennifer or Kenny. I have now all of my devices, and I'm just getting used to them so that I'm almost dangerous. I was in this whole fray of being stuck in the 40-mile backup, as I was describing earlier, the tools that I had around me to try to figure out. I decided I was supposed to go all the way to Mobile, Alabama last night, but I couldn't make it. So I called Roberta Fasanelli, who we all know and love, has been a part of this program for 20-some-odd years. She has a new home in New Orleans. And I called her up and said, I'm coming to stay with you. She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm coming to the... she has a big, like this huge bed and breakfast here. I said, I'm going to come stay with you at a boarding house. No, well, she said, no, she didn't say no, I couldn't. She said, I'm not there. I said, well, I need a place to go stay. And she said, okay. So we did all of this stuff. And I got all of the codes and all of the things on my iPad. And she gave me the directions, and I put them into my smartphone.
Look at you.
And so I had I was talking to her on my flip phone. I put the directions in, or put the address into my smartphone, and I hit the little button, and bingo bango, there it was, all the directions that I needed.
Were you able
to
follow the instructions?
Right,
the directions?
Yep, right to the house, right to the door.
Good job.
I had done the same thing with a hotel the night before and the night before that.
It's a nice little tool to have on the road, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice,
see what you've been missing?
You'll never go anywhere without it again. You have now become a victim, Jeff.
Yeah. Whether that's it or not, I mean,
The downside is you won't think for yourself when you're driving somewhere. Follow what the little screen tells you to do.
The problem with these devices, and thank you for bringing that up, Richie, because that was really kind of where I was going with this. As you get older and your brain doesn't function as well, fortunately, I have been given the gift of having a quick mind, and I am very curious, and I won't let this get in my way. I just find that it's easier to, if in this circumstance, use this device than just call somebody up and say, give me the directions, write them down, get them wrong, turn the wrong way. I mean, this thing just makes it almost foolproof. But the other side of it is, you are correct. It will keep people from using their brains, and thus will contribute to the problems of dementia and Alzheimer's.
My dad does not drive from our place of business to his home without his navigation.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know how to get there.
I'd never seen anybody use it. Meredith used it all the time and would put in, she used to call the farm, or she did Dudley World, and so she'd hit, everything was in relationship, but you'd put the address in and you can be very facile on it. I have now in this car the same sort of GPS. I haven't been able to figure out how to make it work yet. The only way I made it, was able to use GPS is in using the smartphone. But it was very dramatic, and it was like a real eye. You know, it's sort of like one of those things, you get an A on a test when you're in the seventh grade. That's sort of what it felt like. All right, so one of the controversies from this past weekend has been the HBO interview with Edward Snowden. A fellow named John Oliver took his program. It's called Last Week Tonight. It's a fairly new show, I think, on HBO. Is it not? I don't think
yes.
I've seen
it. Relatively new. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he went to Moscow, and he interviewed Edward Snowden. Most of you remember the controversy, I hope all of you do, regarding Edward Snowden, his, I believe, helpful, a lot of people don't, will throw a rock at the radio when they hear me say this. I think what he did was a service to the people of our country. Whether it was a service to the country or not is a different question. There are two different questions here. Number one, did he hurt the country? Number two, did he help you or help us understand what our country is doing? Because our country is not in sync with us in many, many, many ways. And I think this is one of them. So Oliver went through some of what you would expect, the usual Q&A. But he made it more personal. And I think that's what I took away from sort of doing an overview. Here he is asking Snowden about missing, whether or not he misses being home.
How much do you miss America?
You know, my country is something that travels with me. You know, it's not just a geography.
Well, that's already a way too complicated answer. The answer is, I miss it a lot. It's the greatest country in the world.
I do miss my country. I do miss my home. I do miss my family.
Do you miss Hot Pockets?
Yes. I miss Hot Pockets very much.
You understand that if you have never heard this guy before, I didn't do a good job. He's a comedian, quasi-comedian. Another one of these Englishmen that has come here to dwell in the...
Make money.
House of Horror.
He used to be a correspondent on the Daily Show.
Right.
Yeah, right. He's another Daily guy.
Oh, okay.
And he'd have been a better host than the guy that they hired, in my opinion. Anyway, I just... let's move on to
him. You miss Hot Pockets.
Well, I think the guy that they've hired to do the Daily Show will not last. I don't see him. But I think this guy could cut it, however, in some ways. He asked Snowden why he did what he did.
Why did you do this?
The NSA has the greatest surveillance capabilities that we've ever seen in history. Now, what they will argue is that they don't use this for nefarious purposes against American citizens. In some ways, that's true. But the real problem is that they're using these capabilities to make us vulnerable to them and then saying, while I have a gun pointed at your head, I'm not going to pull the trigger. Trust me.
So what's the NSA you want look like? Because you applied for a job at the NSA.
Right.
So you clearly see an inherent value in that shadowy organization.
I worked with mass surveillance systems against Chinese hackers. I saw that, you know, these things do have some purpose.
And you want your spies to be good at spying, to be fair.
Right. What you don't want is you don't want them spying inside their own country. Spies are great when they're on our side, but we can never forget that they're incredibly powerful and incredibly dangerous. And if they're off the leash, they can end up coming after us.
But just to be clear, we're talking about two different things here, domestic surveillance and foreign surveillance.
Right.
Because domestic surveillance, Americans give some of a about. Foreign surveillance, they don't give any remote about.
Well, the second question is, when we talk about foreign surveillance, are we applying it in ways that are beneficial?
No one cares.
We spied on UNICEF, the Children's Fund.
Sure. What was UNICEF doing? I mean, that's the question there, isn't it?
The question is, are these programs valuable? Are we going to be safer when we're spying on UNICEF and lawyers who are talking about the price of shrimp and clove cigarettes?
I don't think people say that's good. I think they'll say, I definitely don't care.
All right. So you get the drift of this. This is a previously recorded interview that he's showing to a live audience. Am I correct, Kenny, in that?
Yeah, he went there during the past week.
Right, yeah, and got it and brought it back again. I don't find anything about this to be amusing, frankly, but I do find it compelling in the sense that why would we be using our tax dollars? In a sense, what I feel about this is not necessarily that I objected to their doing some of the things they did, but the money that they were spending, my tax dollars, I don't want used to be spying on UNICEF or any of this other stuff. That's what the gross miscarriage of not just justice, but the what's right and wrong here, and how these people, they get their arrogance, gets so carried away, and their sense of entitlement, and whatever it is. You know, it reminds me of this moronic woman at the airport who was giving me a lot of starch, and I said, you know, she's going through a bag and looking at my toiletries and stuff, and I said, you realize how ridiculous this all is? And she looks at me and she says with this arrogant, hostile look, it's for your protection. And I looked at her and said, no, you're not protecting me from anything. But it's that kind of stuff. It's that mentality that gets into the public worker, if you will, or the government worker, and not all of them, certainly, but the point is there's way too much of this stuff. And there's a lot more of this interview. Could we post to this? How would we ought to maybe post some of this if people can, or send them to where they can listen to the whole thing. Kenny, can you, I suppose you can watch the whole thing at HBO, right? Go to HBO.
Yeah, you would have to watch it on HBO. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of HBO, very important cog in the television wheel, Jennifer Horn is going to update us on the Monday's television news next year on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call.
And play.
Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren. Updates is starting with Captain Cosmos.
Oh, you want to start with Captain Cosmos?
Captain Cosmos.
I was going for my big story of the day, but let's do Captain Cosmos. Are you ready?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You were going for your big story of the day?
Yeah, the Muppets, but we'll tease that.
Yeah, the Muppets is, yeah, that's a big story.
That's a big story, but let's start here. All right, so, well, Game of Thrones fans anxiously wait for George Martin to complete the 6th book in the Song of Ice and Fire saga. The author has already set his sights, Dougie, on another project. It's a new television series, as you mentioned, called Captain Cosmos. What's it called?
Captain Cosmos.
Thank you. About a visionary young writer creates a science fiction series that tells stories no one else will dare to tell. This is according to Entertainment Weekly. And in 2013, Game of Thrones was on the cusp of becoming the most watched program. It was also the most pirated program in TV history and most watched program in HBO history. And so George Martin inked a 2-year development deal for himself with the network, and this will be the next series that is coming along as the 5th season of Game of Thrones premieres April 12th. So, kind of cool if you're a fan of that franchise and of George Martin. Now, my big story of the day, Dougie, is the return of the Muppet Show.
Woohoo!
I feel like there should be confetti. This is going to be good. ABC
was really clever. He would have had some Muppet music.
I know. That's all right. ABC is developing a reboot of the Muppet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Very good. That's right. ABC's ordered a pilot presentation featuring the Muppets. Now, details of the plot are being kept under wraps, but Bill Prady, who is the co-creator of the Big Bang Theory, they're kind of successful, is co-writing and executive producing along with Bob Kuschel from Anger Management, who serves as a showrunner. Prady
got his start with the Muppet Show.
Yeah, exactly. He did the Jim Henson Hour, Muppet Classic Theater, and a few other Muppet specials. So he knows how to make the Muppets move. The original Muppet Show aired 1976 to 1981, came back in 96 with Muppets Tonight, which lasted for just 10 episodes. So hopefully this one will do a little bit better. Now, there was a lot of buzz on the internet about Twin Peaks being rebooted, Dougie. And David Lynch, who's a filmmaker, has just dropped out of the project that was set to go to Showtime. Now, this means that either Twin Peaks was dead on arrival, or pre-arrival?
I don't get the excitement about this show. I've never watched this show. There's nothing about it. I remember seeing something, and it just looked so dark.
Well, 25 years ago, Twin Peaks was such a big deal. Many people watched it. It was like so addictive, big soap opera. And so to have that come back, everybody was really, you know, it was very nostalgic to have it come back, the rumors of it coming back. But according to David Lynch, Showtime just wasn't willing to give him the money that he needed to make the show the way he wanted it to. So he's saying now that he's out, the show may still take place, but just without him, or it may be just gone.
All right, so you want to hear a quick little silly story that is attached to this?
Okay.
I went to the eye doctor on Thursday to get my new glasses.
I see.
And I was sitting next to, the lady who is a makeup person, and she and the lady behind the counter were going through all of the gorgeous men that she's put makeup on over the years, and she said that the most beautiful guy was Kyle MacLachlan, who is...
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. I mean, he's handsome.
Yeah. Like the McDreamy, all those guys like that. Aren't they're all cut out of the same cloth, right?
Yeah, hot.
Yes, I just thought I'd bring that up, Jennifer, because I knew you'd appreciate it. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time now for our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day. Dr. Ken is a well-known, chiropractor. I don't know where that came from.
Chiropractor, cardiologist.
Don't promote me. Combination, no. All right, so he's here with the big stories of the week. One of them surrounds MRSA and the superbug that's tough to kill. Have we found a potion, or was one found a long time ago that could be used for this, Ken?
You're always wondering where we find these substances that are effective in the body. You're not going to believe this. This is out of the annual conference of the Society for General Microbiology. The Leach book, Doug, this is from the 10th century. It's widely thought of as one of the earliest known medical textbooks. I did not use it in medical school, I promise you. An eye salve recipe from this 10th century textbook not only clears up styes in the the eyes, but also tackles the deadly superbug MRSA, MRSA, which is resistant to many antibiotics, as well as or better than traditional antibiotics. The iSolve recipe calls for two species of allium, which is garlic, and onion or leek. Richie knows what leek is. Wine and oxgall. Oxgall is bile from a cow's stomach. It describes a very specific method of making the topical solution, including the use of a brass vessel to brew it, a strainer to purify it, and an instruction to leave the mixture for 9 days before use. And this takes care of MRSA better than our antibiotics that we currently have.
All right, this is an interesting and important story. Children allowed to sip alcohol are more likely to drink as teenagers, not necessarily as older adults, though, right?
The European model doesn't work. Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, Doug, this week. Middle schoolers who take an occasional sip of wine or beer are more likely to drink on their own as they become teens. We should not assume that early alcohol consumption will somehow protect children or teach them how to drink safely.
Heart groups. Dr. Ken's a cardiologist, most interested in updating blood pressure guidelines. This ought to be interesting.
Exactly, Doug. The guidelines that were released this week from three heart groups, the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and the American Society of Hypertension, have issued updated guidelines that set blood pressure goals for people with heart disease. The guidelines reinforce a target blood pressure of less than 140 over 90 for those at risk for a heart attack and stroke, but the guidelines also set a goal lower of 130 over 80 for those who have heart disease or already have had a heart attack, a stroke, a mini stroke, or who have had narrowing of their leg arteries demonstrated, or an abdominal aortic aneurysm. The lower goal may not be appropriate for older, frail patients who might experience dizziness if their blood pressure drops too much.
All right. Quick note for older fellows who exercise a lot. It'll be good for you when it comes to certain functions, apparently, yeah?
Journal of the Sexual Medicine this week. Men who exercise more have better erectile and sexual function, Doug. These treatments support the idea that exercise may one day be prescribed as a treatment for erectile dysfunction. To get the minimum amount of exercise to improve erectile function, men would need to do a moderately intense activity, such as brisk walking, cycling, or tennis, for an hour, 3 to 4 times a week.
And all this speaks to how to get more blood around your body. Ken's going to speak to that now, thanks to his discovery of how wonderfully well Superbeats works.
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, lower the risk of stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even lower the risk of Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeats is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeats is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all the caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 and order Superbeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183. Superbeats, a super way to get that blood around your body, 800-655-4183.
But Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.